Dr. Pinsky dictating a female. I am Ian, Henrietta Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Henrietta Jones is a 59-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 8/31/22. But at that time, she tripped over a curb and struck the left side of her body on the ground. But this impacted her shoulder, ribs, and left knee. But she was seen in the spare emergency room afterwards. But she had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. But she did not undergo any surgery and completed her course of active care on 3/6/23. Per any paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Jones alleged she tripped and fell on 8/31/22. Resulting in injuries to the left leg and knee, common ribs and torso, common right shoulder, common left shoulder, common, as well as both arms and elbows. Period. Medical records show she was seen at Inspira Health on 8/31/22. Period. X-rays of the left knee showed moderate osteoarthritis in the medial compartment, but no evidence of fracture or dislocation. Period. On 9/1/22, she was seen by Physician Assistant Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, period. She learned a petitioner fell outside on a curb after clocking out of work. The emergency room gave her Tylenol, but she did not ice anything. Period. Other diagnoses included hypertension and hypothyroidism. Period. She was diagnosed with contusion of the left knee, for which she was placed on activity modifications, comma, Tylenol, comma, ice and heat, comma, and gentle range of motion. Period. She followed up here over the next few weeks, but remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph, MRI of the left knee was done on 9/19/22 to be inserted. Period. She returned on 9/8/22. That's where it's at. New paragraph, she participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer beginning 9/26/22. Period. In addition to the subject event, he elicited a history of prior right arthroscopic knee surgery and a motor vehicle accident 30 years before. Period. His evaluation led to a diagnosis of left knee pain with unilateral primary osteoarthritis and contusion. Period. He noted the MRI showed a chronic issue with her ACL, but nothing acute. Period. She has degenerative meniscal tear in the back on the medial side, which again appears pre-existing. Period. She has advanced medial and patellofemoral pre-existing arthritic disease. Period. Performed a corticosteroid injection to the knee and placed her in a wraparound patellofemoral brace. Period. Ordered 6 sessions of physical therapy. Period. She saw Dr. Dwyer again on 10/17/22, stating the knee was feeling a lot better. Period. Exam of the left knee was essentially benign, other than significant retropatellar crepitus, which is present on both knees. Pretty deemed she was at maximum medical improvement and discharged her from care. Period. Physical exam. Lungs and torso normal. Extremities upper. Motion of both shoulders was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to L1 and on the left to T11, both of which are suboptimal. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, and interlocking. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Shoulders, normal. Extremities, lower. Normal. Modified provocative maneuvers about the knees were normal. Period. Cervical normal thoracic inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue, but no apparent scars. On the sacrum, she was able to walk on her toes without difficulty. Period. She could walk on her heels, but this elicited pain in the left knee. Period. She changed position slowly and was able to squat to 80 degrees and rise. Period. And then the rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 8/31/22, Henrietta Jones had clocked out of work and then tripped on a curb, causing her to fall. Period. She was seen at the emergency room the same day, where x-rays of the left knee showed no acute abnormalities. Period. She followed up at Inspira Health Network on 9/1/22. Period. They found bruising about the knee and diagnosed her with a contusion and left knee pain. Period. She was initiated on conservative care. Period. She remained symptomatic over the next few weeks. Period. New paragraph. Left knee MRI was done on 9/19/22 to be inserted here. Period. She then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer, who noted the chronic abnormalities involving her ACL and meniscus, but no acute problems. Period. He administered a corticosteroid injection. Period. She accepted physical therapy. Period. As of 10/17/22, she had a benign exam and was discharged from care. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found a degenerative, a benign assessment about the left knee. Period. Provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period. She did have left knee tenderness elicited by walking on her heels. Period. Relative to the arms and elbows, common shoulders, common ribs, and torso, there were no symptomatic complaints or abnormalities. Period. It would appear that she did not seek or receive treatment for those body areas. Period. In paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the left leg or knee, common ribs or torso, common either shoulder, common or either arm or elbow. Period. End.